This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, the president of New York University is facing a no-confidence vote this week. Some of the faculty say he's acting more like the head of a corporation than a university. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
John Sexton has been president of NYU for 11 years. He's led the push for new campuses around the globe, along with a big expansion at home in New York's Greenwich Village. And according to lots of faculty members, he's done it without much input from them. Andrew Ross is a professor of social and cultural analysis at NYU.
It's a very common complaint among faculty nationwide that there has been an erosion of shared governance, that the faculty are more and more neglected or simply treated as managed employees.
Though they're mostly symbolic, no-confidence votes have helped push presidents out. Stephen Nelson teaches educational leadership at Bridgewater State University in Massachusetts. He says they can also backfire if the president has the support of the Board of Trustees.
The wagons get circled, and that actually can then end up making the president's position more secure.
NYU's board is backing John Sexton. In a statement, he said, "Whatever the outcome, criticism makes us better." I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.